This is Dale Connolly reporting, the news program where reality takes a holiday. Cosmetic surgery is quite popular now. Every week there's a new kind of operation to fight the ravages of time. But people have also started to recognize that looks are only skin deep, after all, and that intelligence and mental ability can be, under certain circumstances, almost as important as a youthful face. Brick Walters reports.
Marty Harris is a 48-year-old video store manager who came to a startling realization last year.
My mind was tight. Headaches, you know, pressure behind the eyes, a tired neck. I just felt like, well, my brain was full.
Full of what?
Well, I don't remember. I guess it was very unbecoming.
That's when Marty Harris decided to take action to change his life. He called Dr. Harriet Miggins, a brain surgeon.
Marty Harris had one of the worst cases of information poisoning we've seen. His head was packed. Movie trivia, stars, directors, box office receipts, statistics. Get him started talking and the useless details would pour out of him.
Dr. Miggins decided Marty Harris was an ideal candidate for clutter suction, the newest cosmetic surgery for brains.
Clutter suction is a non-invasive surgery. We insert a small tube up through the nasal passages all the way to the brain. There's a very small camera at the tip, so we can find our way. This little dot here, that's the camera.
That speck?
Well, that's all it takes. Once in the gray matter, it's simply a matter of finding the areas of excess information, then kicking in the motor and sucking the useless knowledge and its corresponding brain matter out. Like this. Right now, we're helping a laboratory rat forget some important secrets it learned last week about getting through our maze. There it goes. Beautiful.
Ew.
See that? Oh, look at that stuff. Well, you can see he was thinking about cheese right there.
It sounds risky. Aren't you afraid?
I don't think anything truly bad could happen.
You don't?
Well, I suppose I could accidentally cut myself with the scalpel.
For the patient, doctor. Isn't it risky for the patient?
Oh, the patient. Oh, well, no, not too much. Our map of the brain is pretty good. But just to be sure, we have the patient talking all the while during surgery. Name, address, phone number, spouse's name, children's name. If they stop talking, we immediately reverse flow on the tube and put the stuff back in. That's our fail-safe.
But what is the benefit of having extra, some would say excess, information surgically removed from the brain? I put that question to Marty Harris.
Oh, I'm much more fun to talk to now.
How so?
Well, I used to say too much.
And?
No, I don't.
He just doesn't feel compelled to share what he knows. And people like him better this way.
He seems so empty.
Look, I don't create fashion, okay? I respond to what's out there, and what's out there is a feeling that people who know a lot of little details about things, well, they're not very attractive.
So it's better to be dumb and popular than to be smart and an outcast?
I wouldn't say dumb is the word. Let's think of it as knowledge being the equivalent of weight. If you happen to carry a lot, it's stylish to hide it a bit. People think you're more attractive when you're a little thin, knowledge-wise.
I find this completely baffling, and frankly, I'm at a loss for words.
And I think you're quite handsome when you say that.
Clutter suction. It's the latest surgical technique that promises to make you more popular. Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.
You don't know, you don't know, you don't know my mind. You hear me talking, but you don't know. Don't know my mind. And if you hear me laughing, yes, I'm laughing just to keep from crying.